Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we are back, the Tom and Tim Show.
Here we are. In a week that's not been very positive, very disturbing about yet the latest shooting, a homeless person, a person with mental illness, a person who did not speak English. You know, by the way, he was the second Zapotec. Amilcar they're Mayan. They're not Spanish speakers, to complicate this issue. And I understand that there are people who on Shotwell Street who reside there, who are not homeless themselves, and they're very upset about how this was handled. In other words, we live here. What are you doing?
No question. And there are.
I mean, they're not happy with the homeless encampment, but they have a more global view than these anal assholes who. I don't know who they're following, and Greg Scherr, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what he's doing either. I mean,
nothing.
The whatever you say, all right, there's conflicting eyewitness accounts. Maybe the guy had a knife, maybe he didn't have a knife. Either way, the protocols that the police, I believe, are supposed to follow, they're supposed to try to de-escalate. They're supposed to try to stand back, control the situation. And it looked to me like they went charging in there with their guns loaded for bear. And, you know.
Now, they were supposed to take care of this and supposed to take care of that and training with knives. I mean, they're supposed to be a... You know, the thing is, when it's a mental health issue, there are behaviors that freak me out, you know. But they're supposed to have training in that. They're supposed to recognize that. And they're not supposed to act like a bunch of silly people pulling up their skirts, pulling out their guns and killing someone. And it rather than getting better, it gets worse. And then we get the lovely Scott Wiener putting out some edict about, the homeless people are armed. What are we going to have, like this rising, you know, all this alarmist stuff? I think the thing that disturbs me about Wiener the most is he doesn't seem to have any empathy or any compassion. You know, I think he thinks that this is right. And, you know, instead of being right, what it does is make the situation worse. And there is no deliberation here as to what the road is that we should be following. And there's templates for it. You know, strangely, the Chronicle Heather Knight is doing something about all the myths about homelessness and actually, you know, presenting what is wrong with people's perception of this. But people like Wiener, for whether it's for political gain or whatever it's for, you know, he's using this as a chit, totally dehumanizing people. And there's so many LGBT youth amongst the homeless, you know, to me, it's not only scary, it's really infuriating.
It is, and the mayor's response to yet another police shooting, the mayor's response is, oh, let's go get rid of all of the tents. So
they're terrorists. According to Scott Wiener, they're terrorists.
So they're out there Saturday night in the rain, ripping apart people's tents. And I just, the image is just, it's so... horrifying. And let's remember, the man who was shot, whether he menaced police officers or not, and I wasn't there, he wasn't threatening anyone else before the cops got there. There's no evidence that he was threatening other campers. In fact, the other campers said he was a mellow guy. He had a knife in his hand. We don't know why. But until the police arrived, there was no evidence that he was a threat to anybody.
All right. You could say, oh, shit happens. All right. You know what? Shit happens. Shit happens, Nieto. Shit happens, Amilcar. Shit happens, Mario Woods. Shit happens, homeless man on Shotwell Street. Give me a break. There's something deliberate that's happening there. And I do think that Scherr, and he cannot be demonized to the point where, oh, if he's gone, all this will...
Right, because it won't.
But I think they're rebelling against him. I think that, you know, those POA guys and women who jump up and down and you know, do all the implied bullying and et cetera. You know, I think they're probably rebelling against Scherer within the lines. That's the only thing I can think of.
No, that's true.
They want him to look bad, too.
They want him to look bad, but let's also keep in mind he is the boss, and some really bad stuff has happened on his watch, and, you know, he should at least answer for that. He hasn't once said some of these are mistakes that, I mean, he, you know, interestingly, the police commission Wednesday night, one of the items on the agenda, and this is just kind of a routine thing, but it is a potential closed session job review of the chief. So that would be interesting to hear. I mean, at the very least, what is he doing to hold these officers accountable?
Yeah, you know, he dresses well. Speaking of Wednesday night, I guess a lot of shit will hit a lot of fans, and the DCCC will be entertaining that supposed reform resolution that is so obviously one of the more transparent undermining of any kind of progressive thought. Of course, the Chronicle's on my list this week, too. Number one, first of all, as you mentioned, you know, Diaz's pablum analysis of why it's so important to have a membership that has a more realistic progressive point of view on the DCCC. Of course, he kind of treated it like,
he does this stuff that makes us crazy, where he basically says, oh, this is a group of people who have only minor political differences, as if it's all about political power.
Yeah.
That is not true. There are major, significant differences on local issues between the people currently running the DCCC and the people who are running for office. And whatever side you're on, to say that these are just shades of blue and minor differences between the reform slate and the Board of Realtors,
it's a
huge difference.
Well, all right. Hello, 5M. What is a Diaz think just happened in that fifth mission? Area. Speaking of that, too, you know, I did something that I really enjoyed. I moderated a panel of long-term survivors at the Castro Theater on Friday. And the men, you know, had a lot of wisdom brought on by a lot of hardship and challenges. And they were not shy about identifying housing as one of the main issues for you know, the long-term survivors of AIDS. A lot of them are on disability. And they address the police brutality that's been there. I mean, they're very much in tune. The Chronicle's coverage of it was basically like a red carpet coverage. And they didn't mention one of the most significant things that was discussed. And it was referred to by one of the long-term survivors as San Francisco's gold bar, that for years we've had a gold bar about AIDS services, meaning wraparound, meaning housing, meaning health, not just attitude. And all eight of them agreed very strongly that the gold bar was slipping, quote unquote. And, you know, that really put everything into context and took it out of the, poor me, category. You know, in fact, one of the guys said, yeah, you know, we're not, you don't have to sit around crying about us. You know, we have humor, and we know what's happening around us. So I was glad about that. But was that in any of the coverage?
No. The politics was missing.
Right. Because it was kind of like, you know, remember Jerry Lewis used to do that kind of, that attitude, that the disabled hate. Well, it wasn't that extreme, but the thing is they were made very smart, intelligent point. And, you know, the person who wrote it, I think, is the red carpet wannabe. And I'm surprised she didn't ask one of them, and who are you wearing, you know? All right. Sorry for the the phlegm. I guess I'm phlegmatic today.
Don't make me laugh. I've been coming off of a cold.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then Public Advocate's still alive and well. I'm going to be doing an op-ed on it. I'd like to see the OLSE and the OCC particularly, who have been missing in action shamefully for many years, our Office of Citizens Complaint, perhaps be embraced by an Office of Public Advocate, all to be determined. I'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. This has been the Tom and Tim Show, and we'll be back next week.